Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Wearing God Out.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about people. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about people, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. I think Jesus likes hyperbole, or at least he's not above some extravagant exaggeration. For example, in the parables, when he says, "You can't come to me unless you hate your parents, you hate your father and mother," he doesn't really mean that. Or he says, "Those who love their life lose it. Those who hate their life keep it." He's just trying to make a strong point. And so here, he's talking about this woman who cries to God day and night. How do we cry to God day and night? Because he seems to be approving this. He wants you to be like this. The big question, is there a God to cry to? That's a question for people. We have a Benedictine seminary not far from here, out west. And recently they brought 37 grade 8 students out here to help us doing some outdoor work. And these kids are not allowed to carry cell phones. So for 9 months out of every 12 while they're at school, these boys have no cell phones. For them, it's easy to believe in God, you know? The problem with belief in God is so many distractions. So anyway, how do we cry to God day and night? People used to go to church and light a candle. And the flame that burns quietly and steadily in the church, even when there's nobody there, it's a visible image of the desire in the person's heart. And that desire is to be there before God, praying for some urgent intentions, but to be there with unflagging attention. And that candle is crying out for you to God, saying, "I'm here, listen to me. I'm here in front of you, and I'm not quitting till I get heard." So this widow has her mind on the one thing that she's after God for. That if we could only stop and sit still and turn off the cell phone, put it under your mattress. If we could stop and sit still, God oozes up from the depths of our being always, if we can get still enough to listen. So it's not only sitting physically still. It really helps if you tried to make a corner somewhere in your home where there's no distractions. You have to eliminate distractions. Maybe sit with your eyes closed. But attention is the big word. So it's not only to sit still, but to address God and then address Him, address God. Tell what you need and sit there with your need without words. It's the prayer of physical presence. You just sit there with your attention addressed to God and just keep it there. And it's hard to do in the beginning, but eventually if you keep at it, you can make it work. And it's, you know what? When you sit there, God oozes up. The hunger for God, the hunger for the transcendent, the desire for the transcendent is in every human being on this planet. And it's such a gift to be able to even have the desire, to even have the hope. You will experience joy, you know, because God infallibly rises up for us with this attention and intention. And God is there. Yeah, you need to realize God is not up there or out there. God is not way out in cosmic space above planet Earth. Out there? No. God is down here with us. And that is the great gift, you know. God's presence in us and with us. God bless you.